This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's talk to Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good afternoon from London. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Very good afternoon to you and early evening over at my end.
Yeah, it's been a very dramatic few hours here over in the UK because of England winning in the World Cup. So we're all a bit bleary-eyed today. Let's talk about the markets, though. And just looking at some of the indicators, the oil price is around $70 mark. I wanted to ask you about the dollar as well. What did you want to start with?
Sure. So maybe let's talk about the interesting markets first, which is the FX market. So let's start with the dollar. So what we could see over here is that in the last, 8 or 9 hours ago, starting from the Asia Pacific session today, we start to see a remarkable recovery in the US dollar. So we know that the US dollar kind of got shaken out on last Thursday, which was that horrendous non-farm payroll data that saw the US dollar decline to below 101 mark, which is the 101 psychological level of the US dollar index. And what's surprising over here is that in today's Asia session, there is a positive follow through after last Friday bullish reversal candlestick that was formed on right exactly at the retest of its 20-day moving average. So such a price action, if you look at from a technical analysis perspective, is pretty encouraging for the US dollar since its post FOMC bullish breakout from a 13 month plus of major sideway range configuration at that point in time, which is breaking above that 100.54 major range resistance. So I do reckon that the movement of this US dollar seems to be much more pertaining to positioning ahead of two dollar related key risk event for this week. The first one will be out later in the US session, which will be the US ISM services PMI data for June. And most importantly, in the middle part of this week, which will be on Wednesday, US timing, in Asia timing, that will be on Thursday, 9th of July at 2 a.m., will be the release of the FOMC minutes. So market participants will be scrutinizing the minutes given the fact that we know that in the previous FOMC meeting, the press conference was rather short, as given by the new Fed Chair, Kevin Warsh, which he already mentioned that he has this distaste for forward guidance. So market participants will be glimpsing and taking a scrutinized watch on the FOMC minutes to sieve up, is there any particular significant discussion pertaining to the current inflationary trend in the US among the FOMC officials?
Let's talk about the week ahead now, Kelvin. A fair amount of data and some announcements, including the latest from the RBNZ.
Yeah, sure. So we do have the RBNZ interest rate decision coming out on Wednesday, the 8th of July. So that will be Singapore timing at 10 a.m. So if you look at today's price action, the Kiwi is one of the weakest major currency against the dollar. So if the RBNZ continues to paint this picture that they are much more like a wait and see approach, that could potentially lead to further weakening of the Kiwi dollar. And going forward, we also have another Asia Pacific data to chew on, which is coming in at the later part of this week, which is on Thursday at 2 p.m. It's at Thursday, 9th of July. Singapore timing will be 9:30 a.m. So that will be a key data out from China, which is the inflation rate and the producer price index, PPI, for June. So we know that in the last couple of months, inflation rate in China has started to slip down again. And that is coming, fears of another round of deflationary risk spiral. So this time around, if you were to look at the consensus on the inflation data for China, market is looking at slight dip to 1.1% year on year from the previous May print of 1.2%. And the PPI market is expecting a recovery to 4.2%. So it's rather kind of a mixed picture over here. So the big risk over here will be the consumer inflation rate. So if we start to see the consumer inflation rate going below what market is expecting, which is at 1.1%, and we're still going below 1%, that could actually see a re-emergence of that deflationary risk spiral coming back into the Chinese economy again. And that could potentially trigger a kind of a mini risk off sentiment feedback loop on the Hong Kong stock market and also the China A shares market. So something to take note of on this Thursday at 9:30 a.m. Singapore time, which is 9th of July, the release of key China inflationary trend data, the CPI data together with the producer price index, which is the PPI.
And Kelvin, I mentioned the oil price, which is still pretty steady and around those lows before the war in the Middle East. What are analysts expecting?
Sure. So I think the thing about oil prices over here is all pertaining to the relationship between US and Iran. If you look at over the weekend, there is this comments made by one of the key stakeholders that has a say in this ongoing series of negotiation to cement a kind of a permanent peace deal agreement between US and Iran. So one of the key officials from the Iranian's foreign ministry did mention that countries that are friendly to Iran, and he did specifically flag out China, ships or oil tankers that going through the Strait of Hormuz will get a preference treatment. This particularly implies that Iran still has this rhetoric or has this favoritism that they are still going to impose some kind of toll system for oil tankers shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. And that particular stance of imposing a toll fee is a no-no for US, all right? So if this particular insistence from the Iranian side continues to build momentum for this week, that could potentially kind of give a bit of hiccups for this ongoing roadmap of a series of negotiation talks to be smoothly aired out. And worst come to worst, there could be another round of a mini tit-for-tat offensive that has taken shape 2 weeks ago. So what you could see is that you see start to see a very tight sideways range bound configuration of oil price as market participants now waiting for fresh catalyst to have a much more directional movement. So I'm looking at two key levels for the West Texas oil. One will be a very key major support level at the US dollar 66.10 per barrel. So that level is actually coincide with the 2nd of March 2026 gap up during the onset of the US-Iran conflict at that point in time that kickstarted on late February. And that 66.10 level also coincide with the former major descending resistance that got taken out earlier on, now turns into a, and that resistance was previously capping the boost in check since 28th of September 2023 high. And the intermediate resistance to look at will be at this level at $70.25. So this $70.25 has been keeping oil prices, which is the WTI price, below it since the start of this month, which is 1st of July. So any break above 70.25, that could actually kind of induce a mini recovery heading back up towards the 200-day moving average again at 75.25 nix.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. We'll speak to you again very soon.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.